The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's been a while since you did a hot coffee chug.
Ooh.
Hot coffee chug!
My mug is empty.
Mine's too hot. I can't chug it right now. Dang it. Never mind. No hot coffee chug.
Yeah, cancel the hot coffee chug. Everyone stand down.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jessica.
Oh, let me turn Chidi's mic. The disrespect.
Off to a great start, Chidi.
Yeah, Chidi, I am so sorry.
Off to a great start.
Let's try it again. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Cheeds.
It's okay.
All right, before we kick things officially off, Crazy Cash, we have your chance to win $1,000 right now. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, this hour's nationwide keyword is friend. You want to take that keyword, friend, and then you could use like a keyboard or like, I don't know, you could type stuff in on your phone and you just type it in at wild949.com. Friend. And that gets you in the running to win $1,000 in Crazy Cash. And if you won that, that'd be crazy.
Good luck, everyone. All right, first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And Graham, let's manifest. Niners. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's go.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Huge game. Huge game.
How do
it's
you feel?
Tomorrow.
Have you given a score prediction?
I have not given a score prediction. I don't know if I want to. I haven't really thought about that and like put it on my vision board just quite yet. But I have a good... I don't know if Niner fans are feeling that same buzz, the same momentum, the same feeling that I am feeling right now. I relish that the Niners are the underdogs in this game, that nobody's given them a chance. Everyone's like, Seattle, Seattle. I'm like, have you seen your quarterback? He's Sam Darnold. He's the greatest choke artist of all time. Like, ease back. Act like you've been there before. I mean, they have before, but you know what I mean? But like,
yeah, mostly.
I don't know. There's something. I have a strange...
It's just a vibe. It's a vibe.
I have a strange good vibe about this game. I like it. It's going to set up good.
Okay. All right. So Chidi is with us on Fridays, even though half the time I don't turn her mic on.
Yeah.
But she's here. And at this time, we do Chidi's tweets because she tweets a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
Hate when I'm craving something and I get it. And it doesn't hit.
Yep. Yep. I feel you. It's the worst.
What was it?
I went to Habit to get a burger, and it wasn't what I was expecting it to be. It was very disappointing.
Based on past Habit experiences?
Yes.
Oh.
I love Habit.
Habit always hits. What are you talking about?
No, it didn't hit this time.
What
was wrong with it?
I always get the barbecue... bacon.
That's what I get.
Yeah,
that's where you guys go wrong. Santa Barbara Char, best burger.
I've never had a Santa Barbara Char.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
But do you guys get the green bean fries?
No. I get them once in a while, but
so good.
Those that doesn't sound like those would hit.
Deep fried.
Watch your mouth, Graham.
Dunk them in some ranch.
Yes.
Obviously. Anything in ranch is delicious.
I'm hungry now.
So when you leave the Habit and your burger didn't hit, do you like go somewhere else? Or are you just like...
Did you throw it at somebody's windshield? Like,
No. I ate like half of it and then like threw it out. I'm not going to lie.
The disrespect.
I know, but
it ain't cheap either.
It isn't. Oof. It is not.
I understand your pain then when it doesn't hit.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I definitely only do one load of laundry. Just wash it all together. Like, who has time to do separate loads? Same.
You wash everything together?
What's the point of separating stuff?
Like, everything?
Like, I'll do the my white separate, but, like, all the other stuff, I'm just putting it in one load.
Unless you're washing a brand new red t-shirt... My white socks can go in there with the rest of
what about white t-shirts?
My jeans
white
and stuff. I don't own a bunch of white t-shirts. I don't know. Unless I'm washing with something that's bright red or some like bright color that I'm worried is going to like taint everything else in there. Watch your mouth.
Kiss the taint.
Do you know what I mean?
The only thing I will separate is my whites from colors. But the people that do like dark colors, light colors, like that's doing too much. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
Okay.
Okay, no one does, apparently.
Because they're like...
do you know what I'm talking about, Graham? I feel like your wife would do this. Does she do that?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Definitely not. The only thing she separates is the whites. Racist. But I think even that is a bit of a myth nowadays.
Sometimes there's no time. You got to just everything in there.
No, if it's like a top or a shirt, like a hoodie or something, like I have to wash that with just whites. Because otherwise it'll get like dingy hella fast.
Yeah. Oh, like a white hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's extra racist.
Oh my God.
Jeez. What are you washing that for? Driving in fog is scary ASF. I'm going to combine another tweet here after this one. I also don't warm my car up. I just connect my phone and drive while I can't see anything out my window. You're a menace on the road, Chidi. You're a menace.
If you see me, just get out of my way.
Oh, my God.
Wait, sometimes you don't have time.
Yeah, honestly, like this morning, I didn't have time. I just started my car, connected my phone, played my song, and then started backing up.
I like how that's the priority, not being able to visibly see out of your windshield.
I just rolled out my window.
Or yeah. She needed to get the right song to crash to.
I had to like defrost your car, and as long as there's like a little circle there in the windshield that you can see out of, you can kind of like move around and maneuver to see where you're going.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm totally with you. I do that every single morning. Sometimes when it's icy, I just pour a little bit of water. I get one little, it's like looking through a periscope on a submarine, you know, just get that one little circle.
So dangerous.
You can just see where you're going. I always figure like by the time I hit an area, because I have a little, you know, I have a little ways kind of before I hit the highway. So I'm like, by the time I get to where I really need to be able to see, by then my car will have warmed up and everything will. So I'm with you on that, Chidi. But I just like Chidi's past like driving experiences make me question like maybe prioritize visibility over your perfect song to drive to.
Just no time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oakland. Today's the day, Oakland, that the speed safety camera program begins. Now, remember, they installed cameras on 18 streets across Oakland, and starting today, you'll officially start getting warnings. Actual citations are going to start getting sent out mid-March. Those are going to range from $50 to $500, depending on how fast you are going.
And those cameras issue a lot of tickets. They did in San Francisco, and they still currently are, so be prepared. Yeah, know where they are. All right, the College Football National Championship coming up on Monday with the Indiana Hoosiers taking on the Miami Hurricanes. Luckily for Miami, this game is being played at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, so it's like a home game for them. But that's about the only advantage they have in this one, I think. Indiana is on an incredible run. They seem destined to take home the championship, which would be their first title in their school's history, and thus ticket prices for this game have soared, with the cheapest seats costing over $3,000 each. Kickoff in this one, 4:30 on Monday afternoon.
Nice. So we'll have another sunny day with highs in the 60s, and it should remain the same for the weekend. Clouds will increase for Saturday, and then Sunday should end up mostly sunny.
Yay.
Nice.
Hey, Sagittarius besties.
Hey.
Your day is a 9 out of 10. You're giving main character energy, and little moments of validation or praise could pop up when you least expect it. Your efforts are finally being recognized, especially at work.
Woo!
What are you laughing at? What are you giggling uncontrollably about?
Selena's making fun of me, I think.
Wait. Can we...
I think my voice did a little...
We have to go back and pull the first time she said nice. That's...
Oh, no, it was very, like, faint and meek. I remember that.
Yeah. I just started laughing, and I looked at her, and now I'm crying right now. It wasn't even that funny. Next, we're going to find out what Mam Hand is.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Nice.
That was good. I like that one.
Are you nice? As soon as you turn the mics off, she's like, I didn't have time to clear my throat. It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Nice.
Chidi, you admitted in Chidi's tweets that you do not separate your laundry.
Yeah.
You do whites separate, though. Sometimes,
yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to come on here and say you guys would hate me because I don't wash my clothes with my kids' clothes. So I wash theirs, and then I still separate theirs from color to the darker clothes to the white clothes. And then I don't wash our towels with our clothes because they say if you add softener to towels, they don't start drying as well anymore. And then I also wash my jeans separately because jeans tend to fade in color.
Nice.
How much water are you sad?
Wait, Selena, do you separate your kids' clothes out from your clothes? We do. In our
house. My kids have one load together.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Same.
My son, my my son and daughter.
Otherwise, it's too much sorting involved, but like to figure out what stuff's going back to what room.
If they have white whites, like I'll wash those with mine because mine alone is not a lot anyway. So I'll take like everybody's whites and put that together.
Racist.
Yeah,
I will do the towels separate.
Towels are always separate.
Yeah,
if I had to throw my jeans in there,
are separate too.
Oh, my jeans ride with everything.
Yeah.
They're like homies with everybody in there. Just throw them in.
What the heck is ma'am hand?
So you guys haven't heard of this then?
No.
Okay, so there are actually two terms. I'm going to lay both of them out. Well, you already heard one of them, ma'am hand, but there's another one. You tell me which one you like more, and then I'll let you know what it is. There's either ma'am hand or breast rest.
I'm obviously taking the second one.
Okay, breast rest.
Sure.
So this is the pose that Gen Zers are doing in photos now instead of what the hand on the hip was for millennials.
They're doing the breast rest?
It's the breast rest. There
I'd like
is
to do that.
An example
with a Gen Z person?
Well, how old are they?
Over 18.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
You can check out an example of the ma'am hand or breast rest on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. And tell me you haven't seen this. Come on.
Definitely seen it.
Yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm.
This is the new, like, basically millennial teapot pose. The hand on the hip that everybody used to do back in the day.
I can't imagine, like, doing it in pictures. I'm doing it now, and I just look so stupid.
So you kind of just put, well, there's a couple versions. You can do the double breast rest.
Right.
Double ma'am hand, or you can do the single. And, yeah, you're just kind of putting your hands.
That's the single?
Awkward. You're not like, right. It's not like a pushing or cupping. It's like a just, very gentle rest. They're not even really resting there.
Gentle breast rest.
You're sort of, it's a more of a gentle touch.
I think the one hand is a lot easier to execute. I personally don't think I would be able to execute the double hand.
I'm doing it right now. I look great.
I'm doing it too, and I just feel stupid. Yeah. I can't. I'll admit, I'm still a hand on hip, and it just happens. It just happens. And I wish it didn't, but it's just habit.
When I catch myself, I have to stop because I'm like, oh my gosh, I just don't know
a single other pose.
Now you do.
But
I can't pull that
off. I can't do that.
I'm doing it right now. It looks great.
That does not look great, Graham,
and I think for solo, like, would you do that in a group picture? Would you do a breast rest and everybody's breast resting?
Oh no,
that's what
no.
I'm saying.
No.
And it's those pictures because I rarely take solo ones where I'm like, what do I do? Okay, hand on hip.
next time you go out, try it. Like you're out, you're all dressed up, you're having little drinky drinks. Like you have like a ton
of confidence.
Do
you have a breast rest picture?
No, but I'll take one this weekend.
Guys are lucky. It's like hands in pockets, maybe partway in pocket, all the way
crossed.
In, arms crossed.
Is like, that the that's only it. Pose you know?
Those yeah, of course. You can do the thing where you hook your thumb into your pocket and then your hand's sort of hanging out, you know, or you can do your hand partially in or your hands all the way in. That's all you have to think about. Yeah. It's just all pocket related. We don't have to worry about resting our hands on our breasts.
And those poses never age. No one's going to be like, oh my God, he's got his hand in his pocket. He's a millennial.
Yeah.
It's like we have to switch up our poses.
That's so true. But it's always hand related, right? It's always like, well, what do I do with my hands? Where do I put them? Like,
maybe just stand and put them straight down at your sides.
The other thing I've noticed, the other pose I've noticed is hand on face.
Oh.
They go hand on face.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. And I would feel so dumb doing that. I can't.
You just gotta
hand on face.
This is not good for radio.
But it's like lips
We're
like
all
this.
Doing all the different poses.
Lips
People listening are like, what the hell?
Dang it, we got it.
Yeah. But go check out the examples. JV Morning Show on our Instagram story.
And then we'll post Graham doing the breast rest.
Yes!
Nice.
That'll be up there shortly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
The disrespect to Chidi this morning and now to me. Chidi, you and I should form a support group where Selena doesn't turn our mic on because she's trying to steal our shine and our star.
Sorry. Raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by Selena.
I'm raising my
hand. Selena's even raising her own hand. The entire room has raised their hand.
All right. We are live on our Instagram, JV Morning Show, if you want to go check out what we are about to do. And Graham, what are we about to do?
All right. So yesterday we talked about this new Guinness World Record that this guy in Sweden set. He juggled a soccer ball successfully for 28 hours, 21 minutes, and 2 seconds. Now, I took issue to this world record because he was allowed a break every 3 hours. He got to take a 15-minute break. In my mind, once the ball hits the ground, you're done. Whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this record, I'm throwing a challenge flag on that. But that's not what we're doing today. Because today, I brought a soccer ball. It's been in my garage for looks like an incredibly long time. It's really old, but I thought since he did 28 hours, 21 minutes, and 2 seconds, I threw a challenge to you ladies to see if you could do 28 seconds, 28.21 seconds, because he did 28 hours. Okay. Could you guys juggle a soccer ball for 28 seconds?
That's hard.
I'm letting you know.
Chidi's making faces like,
yeah, I don't know about that one.
Okay, well, who wants to go first?
Jess.
Jess.
Oh, come on!
All right, Jess, you are up first.
Jess, and you ever play again, soccer?
We are watching, or sorry, we're streaming this live JV Morning Show on our Instagram.
Where are you going? Make sure you need some space. We all need some space for
wait,
this.
Wait, can you
this
record
is,
this?
This is not going to be pretty.
Graham? Okay.
Wait, I'm scared. What?
Are you ready?
How do I begin?
Wait. Oh my God, it locked to Jess's lock screen, just her
I'm
cat.
A lock screen, it's a picture of a cat. I'm like, whose phone is this?
All right. Okay.
Jess's attempt to juggle a soccer ball. Have you ever juggled a soccer ball before?
Never, and there's not enough space in this room to do this.
Yeah, what if she knocks over all the equipment? Oh, well.
A hot coffee here. Out the way.
And begin. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay.
2 seconds.
She, yeah. 2 seconds. Yeah, Selena has a stopwatch. That was 2 seconds. And Jess got about three kicks on that ball.
That was
three?
Harder than I thought. Yeah, that was three kicks.
Three kicks. Selena's over here cackling.
That's more than I think I could do.
I should have gone in.
I told you I do one kick and then it's gone.
I should have gone in with a strategy. Can I get a do-over at the end?
Nope.
Okay.
No. Okay, 2 seconds. Come on. This guy did it for 28 hours and 21 minutes. All you guys
Selena.
Can't even do it for 28
this
seconds?
You got this, Selena. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be great.
Someone has to talk.
Oh. All right, Selena, I'll do the talking. I was reaching over to grab the ball. Selena, you don't look like someone that ever played soccer, did
I've
you?
I've never played soccer.
Yeah, that tracks. Okay. All right, let me scoot out of the way here. Okay, she's clearing some chairs out.
Yeah, yeah.
She's clearing it out as if she's going to do good. You tell me when you're going to start. All right, she's setting up and go. One, two.
Two.
I don't even need to.
That was like 1 second?
Is there a reason we even have a timer? There's not a chance any of you guys.
The longest.
Right now, the record right there, I think Jess has the record.
Times, no big deal. Well,
Chidi with the cackle. Okay, Chidi.
Yeah, Chidi, let's see what you got.
Chidi, you're up.
I can't even.
I'm talking a big game, but I know for a fact I can't do it much longer.
This is not going well. This is so embarrassing.
No,
we should have done this in private.
I did it for 28 hours. All right, Chidi's holding the ball. Chidi, do you ever play soccer?
I did, but.
She says she did, but.
Not really.
Okay, ready?
Here we go. She's
going to
start. Remember, you can use any part of your body. You can use your head, your knees,
your breastises.
Yeah, you can use it all. Just not your
one,
hands
right
and arms.
One.
All right, here
we
she
go.
Goes. She's going to start with the right foot. One, two. She went right foot and then left knee, and then that was it. We came crashing down.
One second.
All right.
Wow, okay. I don't feel so bad about my performance now.
No, mine's not going to be much better. I never juggle. I played soccer, but I never juggling soccer ball. I was always like, why would I want to do that?
Yeah,
it's like a waste of time.
Your limbs are longer.
I don't know if that's going to help.
Really
I don't think it's going to help me here.
They might get like tied up together or something.
I'm going to start knee.
Okay. Oh, that's a good strategy. Yeah. Dang it. Okay, ready and go.
Wait, no, that's cheating.
That was just three. That was just three. That was
still.
No, that's cheating. Come on.
That's
okay.
Three.
Stop. See, you still won regardless because we couldn't do all that. But Graham was bouncing it off the wall and then having it come back to him and then kicking it. It was like,
that doesn't count.
It was out of my control that hit the wall.
Also, before it hit the floor, you only did three kicks, so technically we tied.
I know. Yeah. I'm telling you, I was making no claims to being able to juggle a soccer ball.
I feel like if the wall wasn't there, that wall would have been gone, so we had to like end it there.
I would have run up and caught it, though.
No, you wouldn't. No.
I played it off the wall like a champion.
Stop. That was still pretty good.
That was terrible. We are awful. Not coordinated. Whoops.
This is the last time we're wasting everybody's time and doing something like
sorry
this.
Sorry about that.
I thought we would do better.
I thought so, too.
I thought we would do like slightly better. Just slightly.
You said you didn't?
No.
I knew it was going to go like this.
No one made it more than 3 seconds. Story of my life.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Earlier this morning, Jess told us what the breast rest is. It's the new pose that Gen Z is doing. If you want to see Graham doing the breast rest pose.
Oh, boy.
It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Happy Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. You know who it is. Your favorite Rams fan, Abel from SJ. Graham, I'm glad that bet's confirmed and it's a go. So I'm looking forward to you chugging this size 12 shoe, not size 8. or 7.5. Selena, I'm guessing that you want to in on this bet since you're clowning. So, I'm confirming that you're in too. And Chidi, Jess, you guys in or out?
Oh, no, this is between you and Graham.
Yeah. So all three of you guys are out. No camaraderie. No. The bet between Abel and I, he's a Rams fan. Like he said, if the Rams beat the Bears this weekend in advance and the Niners don't advance, I take a shoey. If the Niners advance and the Rams don't advance, he takes a shoey. Both teams win, both teams lose. There's no shoeys taken. It's just those two scenarios. That's the bet.
Okay. What about in solidarity with Graham? We do a shot from the shoey.
A shot ooey.
Oh,
yeah.
Shot-ooey. A shot-ooey.
If you lose, Graham, I'll do a shot from the shoey.
I'll do a shot.
I'll do a shot. Well, we're not talking about delicious tequila. We're talking about shoey.
Never mind. She's over here having a party. You gotta drink it out of a boot.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people are so annoyed by who was unmasked on The Masked Singer the other night. I'm taking it. None of us watched the show. Mm-hmm. I definitely do not watch that. But there was a couple on there dressed up as croissants. This is the show where celebrities in disguise drop hints, you know, as to their identity.
Use the term celebrities very loosely.
Celebrities, yes, yes. A lot of them not very celebrity-ish. Right. But they go on there and they drop hints as to who they are, and then you have to guess their identity. So they hinted that they were reality stars that got canceled and were separated by fate. I'm sure you guys have probably seen who they are by now.
I have not.
Todd and Julie Chrisley.
The ones that just got pardoned to get out of prison?
Yes, those ones. Yep. And get this, before their reveal, guess what song they performed? What? Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Number 47 said you're number 3. You're the cutest pill bird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the Jailhouse Rock with me. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock.
People in the audience were liking the performance probably because they didn't know who they were at this point. Because after the reveal, everyone's like, you can't be serious. Why are they being given this platform? These are felons.
Yeah. I'm with the 2016 trend. Everything has gone off the rails since then. We are celebrating and putting these people back on TV. They are criminals.
And it's like, they're making fun of their crimes by singing Jailhouse Rock.
Right.
And then when you can go see what they wore, JB Morning Show, you can see some of the performance and their outfits right there. When they take off these giant croissant heads, because they were like Paris croissants, so they're wearing these black and white striped outfits. Mm-hmm. They take off the croissant and it looks like they're wearing the prisoner, jail uniform.
Prisoner suit, yeah.
Oh, you know, so everyone's like, what is going on?
I'm not here for this.
I'm not here for this.
In poor taste,
but
for
also,
sure.
It is. Has The Masked Singer just gotten that scraping the bottom of the barrel, finding people to go on there? I don't know who else was on this season. Maybe there were some better names, but they're like, I guess we have to call the Chrisleys. They'll do anything. They'll do anything to get back in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. They're desperate.
Another name they probably could get, Farrah Abraham.
Yep.
She's busy, actually. Oh. She posted yesterday that she was going to be running for mayor of Austin.
Oh.
What? That's a big city.
So she posted that she was going to be running for mayor, but then she followed it up with an update, and either she misspoke or she changed her mind, but she clarified that she's not running for mayor. She's running for Austin City Council.
Oh, okay. Oh. City Council. That's a little slightly more attainable. I was going to say, what if we had Spencer Pratt, mayor of L.A.,
and
Farrah Abraham,
imagine?
Mayor of Austin, Texas, and the Chrisleys on The Masked Singer.
Oh,
and I would be like, that tracks for 2026. Like, we've just lost it as a society.
Oh, my God. What is...
Yikes.
This is so weird.
Do you think what she a weird time. Wins a city council seat?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
She said in her post that the city has left working families like hers struggling to keep up. And even though she's faced Hollywood drama, cancel culture, and online trolls, she's still here, ready to fight for other families in Austin. I think families there are going to see right through that. Like, no, you can't relate to anything that we are going through.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, maybe. Let's just say she can relate to all those things. My biggest problem is what's between the ears. She doesn't strike me as some of the things she says, she's not the brightest.
Oh, she's a little airheaded.
She's not the brightest. I would like the best and the brightest to serve in our public offices.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we don't do that either.
Yeah, that doesn't even matter anymore.
That
Graham.
Does not. That's not a, that is not a prerequisite.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, get your detective caps on, everybody. Everybody listening, we have a couple of San Jose cases that we need to solve. First, the case of the Skidmark Bandit. At least that's what I have dubbed this bandit, because over the past week or so, three different San Jose parks have been vandalized with skid marks.
What? Like in the bathroom?
No, I'm talking about like somebody has been taking their car or truck out on the grass of these fields and like spinning donuts and skidding around in their car and just tearing up the turf because of all the recent rain. Everything's soft and muddy, and they've just been leaving deep, big skid marks everywhere.
Got it.
And they say the damage estimated to be around $10,000. It's happened at Lone Hill Park, Fowler Creek Park, and Mount Pleasant Park. So if anybody knows anything about those, you live in that area, you have any doorbell camera footage of anybody arriving there late at night, you know, cars driving by, anything, we need help solving the case of the criminal I have dubbed the Skidmark Bandit. Now the second, case, you guys, this one a lot more serious and very disturbing. Some neighbors in San Jose report that they discovered a cat that had been injured in their neighborhood. That cat's name, Juero. Am I saying that right? Juero.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
H-U-E-R-R-O.
Wait, say it again?
Juero.
Let's just go with that.
Let's yeah, I like
yes,
it.
Is that,
I don't think that's how you say it.
H-U-E-R-R-O.
And then say it.
I couldn't because I was laughing. Hang on. You can't laugh and roll a double at the top of the R's at the same time. Okay. Bless you.
Perfect.
Anyways.
Perfect.
Okay. Put the laughter aside because this cat, somebody, you guys, this is not funny. Somebody shot this cat with a crossbow and they found
a sick. Who the hell has a crossbow?
I don't know.
Where did you even get that?
Medieval times. Somebody, it had a 6-inch crossbow bolt stuck through the base of its tail. Luckily, this cat survived the injuries and wasn't struck in a, you know, worse area, I guess. $1,600 vet bill. They had to take it and have. This is just a random person in the neighborhood, not even the cat's owner, took this and paid the money out of their own pocket, a good Samaritan, and paid that money. And they set up a GoFundMe to help cover the cost of that. But the cat is expected, you know, to make a full recovery in a few weeks. So that's the good news. But the thing that I'm bringing up is we need to catch the person that did this. Anybody that abuses animals and does this to obviously a defenseless cat like needs to be brought to justice. So this is a very serious case.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Despite me butchering the cat's name, I apologize to Juero. And but anyway, and if maybe we should find the GoFundMe link to that if anyone wants to donate to the vet bills. Because what a good Samaritan. That's not even the cat's owner. Somebody stepped forward to pay the vet bills.
Be honest, would you guys have done that?
I would have $1,600
is a lot.
Yeah, I don't have that in my account.
I would have taken them somewhere.
Where?
To be put down?
Where they
down?
Can help.
Yeah, no, to like the dump?
Jeez.
No, Jess, you're so evil. Can you believe this is what we have working on our show?
You're supposed to be the cat lover on the show. You just said you'd have him put down. He's about to make a full recovery.
You were making fun of his name.
I wasn't. I just stumbled over a little bit.
Right.
It's live radio. It happens sometimes.
No, I love cats. I love cats.
Anyways.
I would have helped.
Thank you, Graham. Coming up next on the JV Show, it's What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, we're almost at the Super Bowl. Doesn't Graham owe us a Bad Bunny song in Spanish? I want to hear it.
That's right. Ooh. When is your performance, Graham?
I was counting on you ladies to provide me with a medley or a top song or two. That you would like to hear me perform. And of course, the best Spanish speaker and singer on the JV Show.
Right. Maybe we'll do that the Friday before.
Ooh. Yes.
Before the Bad Bunny concert.
The lead up to the big game.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can't say Super Bowl on the air.
Yes, we can.
They haven't said we can't yet, so.
Right.
I think. I hope. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yep. It's so annoying when you have a in your hand, but you can't find where to stick it in.
Oh.
It's happened
I've
to everyone.
I've seen some videos that can help you out. They seem like they have no trouble. They know right where it goes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be and then whip out your iHeartRadio app. It's already whipped out, right? Most people already have it whipped out while they're driving.
Yeah, you should.
I would think so. if he wants to keep jobs, of course. You should be streaming Wild 94.9, particularly between the hours of 6 and 10. That's just a footnote. But if you want to play along with the game, of course, that's where you have to be because that's where the talkback mic button is. Hit that button. Record us a message. On there, we want to hear your name, your city. You know, we want to shout you out if you get the correct answer. And then, of course, your guests. But keep those guesses PG, please, because this is a family show, you sickos.
Yes, it is. All right, and get those guesses in now because we're going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just trying to get you a chug mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And that's how you win. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
It's so annoying when you have a in your hand, but you can't find where to stick it in.
Too big.
It's happened to everyone.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hey, Wild, this is George from San Mateo. I think the bleeped out word is phone. You got a phone in your hand, but you can't figure out where to plug it in. All right, guys, have a great morning. Peace.
Struggle. Everybody's always running out of battery.
I feel like that only happens to Jess.
Wow. Yeah, it does.
Jess doesn't charge her phone at night. I don't know how she does that.
That
she lives.
Pure psychopath behavior. I wouldn't be able to sleep all night out of sheer terror that my phone's going to die and my alarm won't go off.
I think it's because I need a larger cord or something because I want to turn to the side that I like laying on. And if my phone's charging right before I go to sleep, it doesn't reach.
You know they make these things called extension cords?
Right, that's what I need.
But readily available at virtually every store.
But they have long, you can get a charger with a cord that's 6 feet long.
Yeah, so that's what I need to do.
So do it!
These are solvable problems you've laid out.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Rebecca from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is charger. Have a great day.
Charger. There you go.
Similar guess. Yeah, good guess.
Good guess. Good guess.
Hi, my name is Jackson from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is key. Love you.
Key. We love you too, Jackson. Appreciate that guess. Selena, before we move forward, I have dads in my talkbacks. Dads in my talkbacks. I got this one yesterday. It says, hey guys, Matt and Morgan Hill, my sons Finn and Hayes always play your What the Bleep game and they love doing it. Just want to see if there's any way we could get a birthday shout out for my son Hayes. He's turning the big 8 today. He'd love to hear you guys give him a birthday shout out before I drop him off at school. Thank you guys. Have a great morning. Again, that's from Matt and Morgan Hill. And happy
8th
birthday to Hayes, I hope you have a great 8th birthday.
Happy birthday.
But most importantly about Hayes' birthday, who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Also, before we move on, we have your chance to win crazy cash right now. This is $1,000, you guys. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is happy. Take the keyword happy over to wild949.com. If you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app, there's an even easier way. You can hit the contest tab, scroll down right there. You'll find a spot to type that keyword happy in, and you have the whole hour to enter it to win $1,000.
Right. Good luck. And we're going to get back to What the Bleep next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, the JV Show, hanging out with you here. All right. I said the JV Show one too many times, I think, but that's okay. We're playing What the Bleep. We're all you have to do. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. We're going to give you a JV Show
chug mug.
As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
It's so annoying when you have a in your hand, but you can't find where to stick it in.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the talkback. See if anybody got it right.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Angelina from San Leandro. And I think the bleep that word is USB.
USB.
That was a very popular guest this morning.
That's a good
guess. Really good guess.
Where do I stick this USB? Yeah. It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim Show. This is Ava from Antioch. And I think the bleep that word is change, like coins. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Hitting her with the buzzer there. That is a great guess.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Lachelle from San Jose. My guess for the bleep dot word this morning is garbage. Because there are many places, especially in the city, where they do not have garbage cans and you do not know where to stick that. Anywho, hope that's the missing word. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
But also,
bang, bang, nine, or gas. I hate that when you have something to throw away and you end up just putting it in your pocket or back in your purse or something. The worst.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kat from Los Baños. My guess is seatbelt. You ever been in the back seat of a car and you can't find the buckle?
There it is. All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
It's so annoying when you have a seatbelt in your hand, but you can't find where to stick it in.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
very relatable
in an Uber.
Yes.
Because then you feel the pressure. Yeah. You feel like they're just waiting for you to put your seatbelt on for them to take off.
I think the most anxiety, you know, producing moment is when you're getting into, say an Uber or somebody else's car, and there's three of you in the back seat, and then you have to search for the buckle. But, oh, wait, it's under the butt of the person next to you that you don't know that well. Like, oh, I'm taking an Uber with some coworkers. And then you're like, excuse me, as I dig around under your butt cheeks looking for where to insert this buckle. Like, there's nothing worse than that. And then you're like, well, I guess I'll just not wear a seatbelt. And then you're like, no, that's stupid. Hang on, let me dig my hand under there again and look for it. And then, of course, inevitably, it's like, under the seat somewhere you can't find it.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And then you click it in and it's just not clicking because it's the wrong one.
Yes, you put it into the wrong one. That happens every single time. It never fails.
And why do they need to be specific? The two buckles are right next to each other. It should accept either one. Mm-hmm. It should be happy. You're buckled up either way.
That's a good point.
Not going to compromise my safety. I'm buckled in. Those two buckles are at the exact same point. Who cares?
Right.
Which one I stick it in? That's what she said.
Hey, watch it.
All right. Let's give some shout outs, shall we?
Yeah.
Or is it shout out singular?
Just one?
That's Kat.
That's it.
She had the very first and only correct answer this morning, so she will get the one and only JV Show Chug Mug today. Now, since we have just a moment here, I do want to ask you guys a question because that was Kat in Los Baños. But on that talkback, she says this is Kat from Los Baños. Settle the debate because
I say Los Baños.
I do too.
But that's not what it is. And imagine.
But I thought it's both.
But there's no little squiggly line over the end.
Or whatever you call that thing.
Well, I think
over
they do
the
it
end.
Just to be like, to make it easier or to be lazy.
I don't know.
But you think the place is named the bathrooms? Or do you think it's whatever the other translation is without the tile? I don't know. It's something else, right?
I thought it was the bathrooms for the longest because people only stop there to go to the bathroom when they're like driving through.
That's somebody told me and I believed
honest,
it. And I was like, that makes sense.
What it's good for.
Yeah.
But like, so it's never been Los Baños?
No.
Ooh,
it's Los Baños.
It's a Mandela effect.
Yeah,
so that's just my question. So I'm like wondering.
I'm
like,
still going to say Los Baños.
If I called in, I'm like, hey, I'm Graham from Nappy. And people are like, no, it's Napa. I'm like, no, it's not. It's Nappy. You know, like what if I'm from there?
But that's.
I'm just wondering, like maybe Kat's from there and that everybody says that, but really
they
it's pronounced
do.
Another way.
But everybody does say that.
But it's Los Baños.
Well, no one says that.
Yeah, I don't.
But that's what it is.
But no one's going to call it that. So you say, like, you say it like that?
That's how I say it, yeah.
Really?
I don't say Los Baños. That's not what it is.
It sounds right when you say Los Baños.
I know. Mm.
But that's not what it is.
Well, too bad.
I don't
think we're like offending people by, are we?
Let me hang on. JV Show number one in Los Baños. So, I don't know.
Oh, that's a tough one. All right. Anyways, thank you everyone for playing What the Bleep this morning. Hey,
just food for thought.
You have another chance to win a Chug Mug later on this morning, 8:20 inside our Chug Wheel game. So be here for that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our Yup Nope game, we were talking about Los Baños.
Mm-hmm.
Because Graham, you say Los
Baños. Well, our Chug Mug winner, she a cat Bano. From Los Baños. So that's what she said on the talkback. And I was like, but isn't it Los Baños? There's no tilde above the N. So I thought, let's just throw it out there for discussion.
Good morning, JV Show. On the topic of whether it's Los Baños or Los Baños, it's for sure everybody says Los Baños there. That's what it is. Everybody says it like that. And yes, every time we said we're going to Los Baños, they said, you're going to the bathroom? Yes, we were. Sorry, that was a little aggressive for Friday. But yeah, everybody says Los Baños. Bye.
Yes.
Okay, so if everybody there says it like that, shouldn't we just say it like that?
Yep.
I mean, that's why I threw it out there. Okay. I'm confused.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Chilita May from San Jose. And it's actually Los Baños. Mm-hmm. And it translates to the bath. Signifying the natural spring water that fills the natural wetlands in the San Joaquin County. Interesting, right? Because, yes, I've always thought it was the bathroom, but it's actually the bath, Los Baños. Okay, bye. Have a great Friday. Bang, bang, Niner Gang.
Bang, bang, Niner Gang is right. I did a deep dive during Matt's mix. I was like, Matt, shut up. I don't want to hear this music. And then I did a deep dive. It appears it was originally named Los Baños, and it was sort of what she was saying. There was some priest or something. He liked to bathe in the creeks and things like that, and that's why I got the name, the bath.
Interesting.
And then they dropped it and changed it, and then they changed it to Los Baños and totally kind of whitewashed it, and that stood that way for a very long time. Now, there's a movement trying to kind of pronounce it correctly.
Bring
again,
it
there's some pushback from some locals. It sounds like both
are
accepted.
Major controversy.
I went into a real deep dive, and then at the end of it, I was like, what am I doing? Because
who gives a fuck?
Very True. All right, let's move on to our Yup Nope game. Hi, who do we have on the phones this morning?
Hi, I'm David with my three daughters going to take them to school. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, and what are their names?
My daughter's name is, introduce yourself, girls.
My
name's
Cameron.
My name's Lily.
My name's Scarlett.
So Cameron, Lily, and Scarlett.
Oh, so cute.
All right, hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah, and hope you guys win some tickets.
Yeah.
This is our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask four trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and if you can do that, you win.
Tickets for Steve Aoki.
Are you guys ready?
Got it.
Here we
ready
go.
As can be.
Question number one. According to the superstition, if you spill salt, you should take a pinch of it and do what?
Throw it over your shoulder.
Yep.
There it is.
Is there a particular shoulder? Is it left shoulder? I always thought it was left shoulder. Is
I
that
think
right?
It's the left shoulder. I'm not sure. See, I always get my shoulders wrong, and maybe that's why I always have bad luck.
You have trouble figuring out which one's your right and your left.
Which one's which?
I
can see how that's confusing. All right, question number two. In Olympic running events, do runners travel clockwise or counterclockwise around the track?
Counterclockwise.
Yep.
That's correct.
There it is.
Same thing in like speed skating. I think all the sports go that direction.
Question number three. On July 4th of this year, the United States hits a milestone of turning how many years old?
Man, you know what? 250 years.
Yep.
Whoa.
2026 minus 1776. Get the calculator out. Yep. 250. All right. You guys have already won the game. Nice job. Which is surprising if you don't know which is your right shoulder or your left shoulder. Well, sometimes, like, you know, when you're looking in a mirror, it's reversed in that way.
Yeah, are you taking a selfie? It's reversed.
Right?
Yeah, I can see how that would
be. Exactly. Yeah, no, it's because I usually do it on selfie mode. You know?
Yeah, there you go. All right, question number four. Again, you don't need this one. You've already won the game. We'll do it just for fun. Amethysts are the birthstone of February and are typically what color? Amethysts.
Purple.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Didn't even need help from Cameron, Lily, and Scarlett.
No.
But you guys got these tickets for Steve Aoki.
Woo!
Nice. Awesome.
Congratulations.
Can I give a shout out to my stepdaughter who's in Hawaii right now?
Sure.
She's my oldest daughter.
What's her name?
Her name is Joy.
Joy.
Shout out to Joy. I hope she's listening now from Hawaii on the iHeartRadio app. Otherwise, she's not going to hear this.
You know what? She's usually with us every single morning, but she went on a trip with her dad. And, she would be really excited for this.
Aw, well, that's really sweet. Yeah, I hope you can have her listen to the podcast
at
the very least, and she can catch up on all of this. Well, congratulations on that winning. We hope you guys have an amazing weekend and a great day at school. To your girls there, hang on. Grammy, we have some shout-outs?
You know we do. A lot of DMs here. First one, Graham, can you please give my son Jay a birthday shout-out this morning? Happy 9th birthday to Jay from Mom, Dad, Arjun, and Layla. We are so proud of you, Jay, for everything you're doing. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday, Jay.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Moms in your DMs. Happiest of birthdays to Damien, Big 7. We love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate with you after school. That's from Mama, Isaiah, Maverick, and Kendall. Yes, happy birthday, Damien.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Can you give my daughter, Emma Rose, a big birthday shout out? She's turning 14 tomorrow on Saturday. Happy 14th birthday, Emma. We're so proud of the incredible young lady you're becoming. Can't wait to celebrate with you this weekend. Love Mom, Dad, Matt, Salem, Sonny, and Millie. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Can you please do a birthday shout out for my daughter, Haley? She is turning 7 today, going from 6 to 7. 6-7. She's a big girl now. Would love to get a wish her a happy birthday. That's from Dad, Mom, Caden, and Cuckoo. All right. Yes. Happy birthday, Haley.
Who gives a fart?
Enjoy being 7. All right. Mommy in your DMs. Oh, hi.
I'm a mommy.
Graham, could you please wish my son, Julian, a very happy 10th birthday? Double digits, baby. Can't believe you're growing so fast. You'll always be my baby, Juju. Love you. I'm so proud of you. Enjoy your day tomorrow. And that is from Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Hi, Graham. I want to give my oldest son, Micah, an early birthday shout out. He was 6 and then 7 and now he's 8. Oh, thank God we're past the 6-7. We're so proud of you. Can't wait to celebrate tomorrow and next weekend for your Bricktastic Lego party. Love mom, dad, and Jameson. Nice, Micah. That sounds fun. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, guys. Hoping you could do a shout out for my girlfriend and birthday girl, Leah, today on her big day. Can't wait to celebrate later today with the rest of the Faith and Spirits crew. Last year, I forgot to clarify that we were, in fact, a cocktail bar in San Carlos, but you guys guessed a drunk church. That works also. Thank you, and have a great weekend. That's from Mario. Also, Niners, let's go. Yes, happy birthday to Leah.
Who gives a fart?
You guys ever been to Faith and Spirits?
No. Oh,
that sounds fun. I love getting drunk at church. Next one here. Hey, Graham, this mom sliding back into your DMs. Welcome back. My daughter, Madison, would love a special birthday shout out from the JVers. Happy sixth birthday, Sita. We are so proud of you. Can't wait to celebrate you tonight and this weekend. Keep being your funny, happy, smart, beautiful self. Have fun at PJ Day at school today. We love you so much. Love Mama, Daddy, Sabine, Gran, and Mimi. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Hey, Graham, can you please give a big happy 12th birthday shout out to our daughter, Alani, from her mom and dad and her little sister, Olivia. We listen to you every morning on the way to school. We absolutely love you guys. We're so excited to celebrate her Coraline-themed birthday party this Saturday. Thank you so much. Yes, happy 12th birthday, Alani. But, of course, remember this one important detail about her birthday.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point. Mm-hmm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Nick without the haircut. Hey, Graham, a few years ago, you used to predict the Niners scores for that weekend on Fridays, and you were right on every single week. You predicted the exact score. You should do that again. But now that Sam Darnold's out, it's 100% guaranteed win for the Niners. The Niners will not lose. They're going to guarantee a win. It's a cakewalk. Cakewalk for them. They're going to win. Right, Graham? They're positively going to win. Jinx.
All right, that's our buddy Edgar without the haircut. He is a Raiders fan, let the record show, and he's giving some inaccurate information that I'm going to discuss that coming up inside trending. The part about me accurately predicting the scores, it was interesting to see how many people actually believe that. That was a little radio magic between my buddy JV and I that we used to do on the show. I would predict the scores on Friday, and then we would re-edit it and then air it again on Monday with me inserting the correct score or like very close to the correct score. And people were like, oh my God, you're so good. How'd you do that?
Oh my God.
Quick little edit there, you guys, but it always cracked
Why
me up to see how many.
That away? We could have
done
that.
How many people believe that. We still can do that because if people weren't getting it there, they certainly won't even get it if I
I'll
have
take
just
it
told
out of
them
the
about
podcast.
It.
Podcast.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Bruno Mars just broke the record for most single day ticket sales in the history of Live Nation ever. So Bruno Mars tickets went on sale this week. Pre-sale was Wednesday, and then yesterday tickets went on sale to the general public. You probably saw everyone posting screenshots of their queue, and there was like thousands ahead of them. A lot of people trying to get these Bruno tickets. Well, this is according to Live Nation. Bruno Mars just broke the record for the most tickets sold in a single day with 2.1 million tickets sold.
So that's beating out the likes of Taylor Swift.
According to them,
Beyonce.
In the history of Live Nation, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That
you know
is
what's
insane.
Even more insane? That you can get them for free on our Instagram. You can enter to win right there.
That is crazy.
And then we were just like giving them away like all willy nilly all week long.
Yeah. We should have made it harder. Them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Graham, you touched on this a little bit yesterday that that Bruno added a second show at Levi's when
yes.
he comes to the Bay. But I mean, that wasn't it. He had to add 31 more shows to the tour because demand was so high.
There's got to be no better feeling in the world as an artist to be like, oh, I'm going to go out on this big tour. And you see other big names go out on tour and like their sales are not that good.
I know.
And then you announce your tour and you have to add shows, not subtract shows. Most people have been like cutting a few shows here and there because of the, you know, slumping sales, and you have to add shows. Like, that's got to be just the coolest feeling.
That's crazy.
Ever. Good
especially
for him.
When it's been that long since you last went on tour.
True.
Yeah. It's been a
Plus,
long time.
Plus, he can make up for all that gambling debt that he found himself in.
Probably the real reason he's adding shows. Just to gamble some more.
Do you want to be even more annoyed by Blake Lively? Yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. According to Justin Baldoni, you know, he sat down for a deposition. This was back in October, but the transcript was recently published by People earlier this week, and he revealed the nickname she has for her home in New York that she shares with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I'm already annoyed.
And according to him, Blake Lively calls her home Buckingham Palace.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What?
specifically Why? Like her home office area. I guess when she was filming It Ends With Us, she insisted on having every single meeting at Buckingham Palace at her home because of all the stars that have come through there.
What a D-bag. No. Right? God, yes. I was already annoyed before you even said the nickname. Do you guys have a nickname for your house?
No.
No.
Oh. You do?
Sometimes I call our house Hacienda Herbert.
Oh my gosh.
Just cause. I don't
I'll
know.
Do you a favor. I'll take that out of the podcast.
Thank you.
I like it.
Don't you like that?
I like it. I'm going to call it that too.
May or may not be the name of our Wi-Fi network.
Oh. Anyway. And what's the password?
Not going to tell you that.
It's not like we're going to go park in front of your house and use up all your Wi-Fi.
It's lightning fast. You might want to.
All right, Grammy, let's talk about the Niners.
All right, let's talk about the Niners, you guys.
Bang, bang, Niners.
I feel like we're not juiced up enough. At least I am. A couple of big headlines we need to talk about to get you ready for this Niners Sea Chickens game tomorrow in Seattle. First, we had our hopes up a little bit that Fred Warner was going to make his return to action in this one. Warner was again at practice yesterday, but in a very limited fashion. He had sweatpants on. He never put a helmet on. Coach Shanahan said he hopes if the Niners advance that Warner will be good to go next weekend, which would be the NFC Championship games. Again, that's a big if. The Niners have to advance, but hopefully Fred Warner can make a return in that one. That would give the team a big jolt. It was exciting to hope and dream that maybe he's going to come back this week. He's just not quite there in his injury recovery. All right, now the other big headline that broke yesterday was that Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold, he had to basically get pulled out of Seahawks practice because of an oblique injury. He said they were doing some drills and he was throwing to receivers and he felt something in his oblique and he went immediately into therapy. He's now listed as questionable for the game. He said there's basically no chance he's not going to play. But in my mind, he's already setting the stage with excuses for when he inevitably chokes, because Darnold is one of the greatest choke artists of all time in the NFL. And when he chokes, then he's going to be like, well, I wasn't able to follow through on my throws because of my oblique. My oblique hurts. The excuses, I can already see that happening if this game goes sideways for them. But again, he's listed as questionable, but basically he will play. His backup is Drew Lock, and Seattle does not want to have Drew Lock have to take the field. That would be a disaster. But I'm hoping for a Darnold choke disaster on tomorrow, on Saturday. Kickoff in this one, 5 o'clock, you guys. Niner fans, get ready. This game is huge. Ooh. And I'm telling you, I have a good feeling
don't
about this game.
It.
I just, like, this game is going to be, it's going to play out way different than when they played 2 weeks ago. It's going to be a great game. Okay. We're in for a game. I know it.
And did you want bang, to bang, give a score prediction, or are we staying away from?
I think it's going to be, I don't want to give it that.
I'm writing it down. Lock into your intuition.
Lock in, Graham.
Niners are going to win by a field goal. I don't know what the final score is, but Niners are going to win by 3.
Okay.
By 3.
Solid
okay.
prediction. There we go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is your buddy, Amira from Utah. Haven't left a talkback in a while because I feel like Graham never plays my talkbacks, but whatever. I'm not salty. You guys talk about Jess using the bathroom a lot. Is she an IBS survivor? Because with the amount of time she's using the bathroom, that sounded like IBS to me. Girl, you need to go to the doctor and get on some medication. Anyways, love you guys. Just sitting here working. Bye.
I think that's a pretty accurate diagnosis.
No.
Yeah. Okay, couple things. Number one, before I get to
number two,
we get to number two, which would be Jess. Number one, Amira, we actually do play, I feel like we play the majority of Amira from Utah's talkbacks. They may not always be at the time you leave a talkback. We try to get everybody's voice heard on the show, but you have to understand we get thousands of talkbacks. And so we do our best to play them all, but that doesn't save me from getting angry DMs. Angie will send me very upset when I don't play their talkback. I'm like, we try to get in as many as we can.
There's
we also have to do the
many,
show,
though.
But there are lots and lots of talkbacks. So to answer that, now to the number two part of this. Jess, you have the floor.
I have no issues
or the bathroom floor
with going.
You
guys have started this rumor that I go to the bathroom during the show. I don't even go to the bathroom while I'm here at work.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's literally
you're going right now. I hear the toilet.
I'm pretty sure you guys go to the bathroom more than I.
But you come in here so nervously and you're like, do I have time? Do I have time to run out really quick?
Because now I'm traumatized that every single time I run in here late, you guys say that I'm in the bathroom.
Because you are.
You are. I'm just saying maybe.
But thank you for your concern, Amira.
Maybe if you got some medication, got a proper diagnosis, you'd be like Chidi.
I have constipation.
Whoa. And she has constipation.
You have opposite she, end of the spectrum.
And she doesn't ever go to the bathroom. Oh, I've never seen TD have to get up and go to the bathroom. Ever.
I have constipation.
Yeah, with you guys.
Hey, JB Show. I had to sneak out of work real quick to leave you guys a talk back. Super excited about my Chuggy Muggy. This is Kat from Los Baños. Jess, I can't wait for that email. I've been refreshing it forever.
Kat! Kat, you won like 3 seconds ago. Hang on. Okay, sent.
There we go. Chug Mug on the way.
Nice.
By the way, you have a chance to win one next when we kick off our Chug Wheel game. And we'll let you know when we open up the phone lines for that. Graham, what do you want to talk about?
Got to talk about a mystery seed alert, you guys. Uh-oh. Mystery seeds are back. Do you guys remember this? This was happening during the pandemic. People reported receiving deliveries of just packets of seeds.
Yes.
It appeared like they were coming from China in many instances, but people were like, I didn't order any seeds. What are these? Now, some people were like, hold my beer. I'm just going to plant these and see what grows. And it was just a variety of things. But this is happening currently in Texas. It's starting up again. There's been over 100 reports of people receiving mystery packets of seeds. Again, it appears they're coming from China, and experts there, agricultural experts, are saying, please do not, you know, plant these. It could be an invasive species. We don't know what these are, and it can ruin the agriculture industry here in Texas. Do not plant these seeds if you get them. Some theories about them before originally was like, this is like bio warfare from China. Other things were like, this is one of those schemes where they just send you stuff. You guys remember, I was, Selena, maybe you remember pandemic or shortly after, my house was getting all these random things from Amazon, all these packages. It was just like random cheap stuff that we didn't order, but that's so that they can then, that company can then use you as a review and write a review for you as somebody that's received said thing.
Wow, I don't remember that, but that's kind of crazy.
That's I think they call it brushing. It's a brushing scam. I don't know. That's been very common with like a lot of Amazon items. So they're saying this seed thing might be that, or it could be something entirely else. But if you get the mystery seeds, they are saying do not plant the seeds. Mm. If you guys got a packet of seeds in the mail, you've heard the warning, but like, you're genuine curiosity. You're curious about what it could be. Would you plant the seeds?
Nope. Yes, in an instant.
You would?
Yes, I want to know what it is.
Oh, I wouldn't. Mm-mm.
I think I would plant them too.
You have to.
But like in a contained thing. I'll put it in a pot. So it's, I'm not like sprinkling them in the ground throughout my yard. So next thing I know, like my yard is covered in poison ivy or something. You know what I mean? I'll plant it in a little pot. I want to see what grows.
I'll plant it at Graham's house in his yard.
Somebody sent me the seeds. They clearly want me to plant them.
I feel like, yeah, I would try to plant them, but I don't feel like I'm very good at plants.
Yeah.
I don't think much would grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chidi, you get some mystery seeds in the mail. You throwing them in the garden there in Dixon?
Yeah.
You have to, right? Yeah. Jess is the only one that's scared.
I just wouldn't. I.
What a wuss.
It's just mystery seeds. Nah. I don't
what if
that.
It's like some delicious vegetables?
Yeah. Ooh.
And then you don't have to buy them ever again. Because now you don't know where they're backyard. Coming from.
Next
from
thing you know, yard. You're running a carrot farm. Like, there's just like little bunnies hopping over to say hi to you. Like,
or next thing you know, you're cursed.
Or you're growing weed and now you're like the main supplier in the bay.
True. Right. Just making hella money. Yeah. Like, what could go wrong, Jess? Quit being such a baby. Plant the seeds. Don't plant the seeds. It's bad for, it could be bad.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, this is Lindsay from Walnut Creek. I was just checking in on my Chuggy Muggy. Won that bad boy in December. It is now January. Hello. Anyways, where is it? Did somebody steal it? Did the mailman think it was for him? Anyways, happy Friday. Woohoo! Woo! Go Niners!
Any response to that?
I'm happy you asked because I went back to my archives.
To the archives!
Lindsay, you did win in December. And I emailed you and you did not respond to me. How am I supposed to know where I can send this chug mug to if I don't know your address?
Look at Jess just balls talking smack core. To the listener.
I know! You get so aggressive.
No, yeah. Love
Give
you,
her
Lindsay.
Two sips of an energy drink on a Friday and she's all tough now.
Love you, Lindsay, but please respond to my email. I'll send her another one.
Sounds good. All right, let's go to the phones. Wildany49. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Amanda.
Amanda, you are caller 20. Woo! That means you are going to be playing our Chug Wheel game along with us. And yes, you are going to be getting a Chug mug. Make sure you respond to Jess's email after this, once she emails you. But here is how it works. We sent Jess out to the streets and she asked a random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one and we are going to stop down. And if you can, like, guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. You get to 4 points. You win the game. And that means we in studio are going to be spinning the Chug Wheel. One of us is going to be chugging. Graham, I'm scared to ask, but what's on the Chug Wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's Chug Wheel, we still have our featured item, mackerel fish brine. We have hard kombucha, which is a new item this morning. It's got alcohol in it, so happy Friday. We have banana ketchup. That made its debut last week. Pain is good hot sauce back on the wheel this morning. We also have pumpkin puree. That's leftover from the fall. It's canned, though, so it should be fine. And that's only on the wheel this morning because somebody took my cheese water out of the company fridge and threw it away. Yes. And whoever that person is, I'm mad because there will be no cheese water on the wheel this morning.
Please steal the fish juice next. Somebody steal the fish juice next.
No.
And throw it out.
Who throws away perfectly good cheese water out of a company fridge?
Expired. That's gross.
We also have the soup du jour, the soup of the day, which this morning is a hearty beef and barley. And then we have dealer's choice. You land on that, you can pick any of those items I just mentioned.
All right. Amanda, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so let's find out who Jess talked to.
Audra, and I'm from the Olympic Peninsula in Washington.
What?
Audra from the Olympic Peninsula.
How far away did you go
Washington?
For this interview, Jess?
Walked a couple miles.
All right, let's get to question number one. Listen up, Amanda.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
All right, Amanda, what do you think she said? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
All right, point
one
for
point
you.
Off to a hot start, Amanda. Let's go to the next question.
Who is your emergency contact? Your significant other, your parents, or someone else?
Amanda, what do you think Audra said?
Parents.
Significant other.
Significant
other. We're on the board.
1 point for the good guys.
All right, next question.
What's your take on Sydney Sweeney? Gorgeous or I don't see it?
What do you think she said?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
On social media, I see a lot of I don't see it.
Yeah, me
really?
Too.
But maybe in real life, it's different. But social media, keyboard warriors, you know, people have a little different opinion.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Kris Jenner or Martha Stewart?
It's a great question. Audra, who do you think, Amanda, who do you think Audra said would win in that fight?
Martha Stewart.
Really?
That is facts. Martha would win.
Yeah. I think Kris Jenner. Mm-mm. If Martha's it was for money, prison. Kris Jenner. Yeah, Martha did go to prison.
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right. Currently, Amanda has 3 points.
Oh, my God.
And the good guys up here on the JV show currently just have 1.
Wait, this is not good.
No.
Okay. Let's go to the next question.
What describes your January drinking? Dry January, damp January, or normal drinking January?
Uh-oh. What do you think she said, Amanda?
Damp January.
Normal drinking January.
Okay, survived another one.
All right, it's 3-2. Oh yeah, I think I'm just going back to normal drinking January.
What? No! You said damp.
I have actually done pretty good this
month. Okay, well, you got to stick to
keep
it.
Going.
All right, fine. Next question.
Will you be watching the Niner game on Saturday?
Amanda, what do you think Audra said? Will she be watching the game this weekend?
Yes.
No.
No.
It is all tied up. Amanda, you have 3. And I guess the JV show, we also have 2. 3-3 right now. You need one more correct of the final 2 questions to get the Chug Wheel spinning.
All right, here we go.
Are your Christmas decorations still up?
Ooh, what do you think she said? Yes or no?
No.
No.
That's all she wrote, folks.
Oh, my God.
Nice job, Amanda.
Wow.
Nice show.
Amanda, thanks a lot. And I really do mean that.
Sure you do.
Thanks. Well,
I don't mean that.
Sorry,
guys.
Seem
like you mean that.
You got your Chug mug. Amanda, what are your plans for the weekend?
Woohoo. Hanging out with my kids and probably watching football.
Nice. I think that's what everybody is doing this weekend. Well, have a great one. Hang on for your Chuggy Muggy. And oh my God, our streak is broken.
Yeah.
When's the last time we had to actually draw a name here?
Last year.
It has been.
2025?
It has been.
Who was the last one that got drawn?
I think it was you. I went back to our Instagram and I checked the videos. I think you were.
Let's hope it's not me.
In November.
My hand is in the bag and I am pulling out a name and it is... Cheating!
I already knew it.
It has
has been a long time.
I know, so I'm not even mad about it.
Yeah, but you're slightly mad about it.
No, I'm not. I knew my time was coming. I said this last week.
We were all manifesting it anyway.
Yeah, at least there are two delicious things on there that I'm manifesting for you.
What is delicious on there?
I heard the banana ketchup is not bad.
But you want to drink a whole cup of it?
On a food item, not to chug.
Well, isn't that better than the fish
brine?
Well,
it's like the kombucha.
True. Well, we'll find out what Chidi is chugging next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, if you're just joining us, Chidi lost this morning's chug wheel game. We all lost, but Chidi's name got drawn, and she now has to spin the chug wheel on this morning's chug wheel, in case you want to know. We got pumpkin puree.
That sounds nice.
Well, it's going to be mixed with water, and it's going to be cold and weird.
Yeah,
and
it's
been
pumpkin.
Under my desk for the better part of the year. We also have our feature item, mackerel fish brine. I don't know what that is. It's disgusting. We have hard kombucha, some hard booch on the wheel this morning. That could kickstart your Friday, Chidi. We also have banana ketchup, which Jess thinks, that's delicious. I want to land on that. Yeah, until you have to chug it. And then we have Pain is Good hot sauce, as well as the soup du jour, which, of course, is the soup of the day this morning. JV Show Chef doesn't quite recommend. It's a hearty beef and barley soup. It's wintry. And then we have dealer's choice. If Chidi lands on that space, she can pick any of those things I just mentioned to chug from. All right, Chidi is now in prayer.
Chidi, I love you, but I hope you land on the fish.
Whoa.
Just to get it off the wheel.
Let's
get it
off the wheel. Yes. I would have done that to you. That's messed up.
Wow, okay.
Fine, I take it back.
Selena's calling her shot. All right, Chidi's stepping up. Whoa, hard spin of the wheel. This thing may never stop. She spun it so hard. This is radio, Chidi. We've got to get back live here. All right, the wheel is slowing down and is coming to a rest on the hard kombucha.
Yes, you got the
booch. Chidi will be drinking some hard booch. Now, look, it's not cold, Chidi. It's under my desk. It's warm. You'll be drinking some warm, hard booch.
I think out of all the alcoholic beverages that you've put on the wheel, Chidi has gotten like 90% of them.
She's got a nose for the booze.
I'm happy for you, Chidi.
Okay, could be worse, Chidi. It could be much worse.
Right in the booch. All right, Chidi's chugging next after Huntrix.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If you're just tuning in, we played our chug wheel game with Amanda, and she did amazing, which sucks for us because we had to draw names. Chidi, you sadly got drawn. Yeah. You spun the chug wheel in case you listening missed it, and it landed on
hard kombucha. It's a June shine. This thing is pineapple, orange, nutmeg, green tea, kombucha. This sounds pretty... She got the best thing on the whole wheel, other than the fact that it is at room temperature. I'm sure this is supposed to be served cold, but it's been under my desk for a while, so... Either way, this was the best thing on the wheel, so you're all welcome, Chidi.
So do a nice, quick chug, Chidi. You got this.
A little bubbly. Yeah.
All right, she's going straight into the chug, and she's already spilling down the front of herself. Like, Chidi,
sorry.
Her sweatshirt just drank more of it than she has.
I'm the same way. Chugging is hard. Chugging is really hard.
Yeah, okay, but putting your lips on a cup is not that hard. Well, make a seal.
So, you're trying to do it so fast because of all the pressure, and it just comes out the sides, and it's everywhere. That happens to me every single
time. Why does she look so mad when she chugs?
Right?
How was it? It was pretty good.
Oh, see?
I feel like you have to burp. Rude. Let it out.
It's going to
just let it out.
When you're ready, just let it rip. The floor is yours.
Oh.
What was that tiny baby burp? It's like a little...
That's what had to come out. I'm sorry.
Little tiny baby bird burp.
That was the buildup. There's a bigger one coming.
Yeah. No, there will be more. People are very upset, I'm sure, that Chidi got something delicious. Because anytime we don't have to chug or the wheel lands on something good, people are like, you guys are fixing it.
Anyway. Well, spun the wheel.
The wheel was spun.
Yeah.
The wheel was spun.
We have a couple minutes until we get to today's hottest trending. Good job, Chidi. Graham, are you talking about this electrical substation thing?
Do you guys want to dive into that theory? We can unpack a little bit about it, about the Niners practice field, which is, of course, adjacent to an electrical substation. And people are saying, and that theory has gone wild. This theory has been around, actually, for a little while.
That's what you said, and I just saw it picking up steam this week. I saw a Complex post about it this week. I was like, really? It's gone to them, and experts are weighing in.
There are people that believe that this is the source of all the Niners' horrible injury luck. So we can unpack that. Do you want to unpack it right now? Is that what you're saying? Unpack it now or unpack it later?
You spent a whole minute just leading to that question, so let's do it next inside today's hottest trending. Deal. How about that? Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, wait. I just almost forgot. It's my dog Zoe's birthday. Zoe, I love you so, 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 so much, mamas. Happy fifth birthday.
Yes, baby girl, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Is Mom Albert shouting out like his dog, like his buddy, or like that's his dog, or like his actual dog?
I think like actual dog. Do we do dog shout out? We
do? No.
Oh,
well, do we?
Well, I mean, we just did, so I guess, yeah.
But like,
is his, now we do?
Is his dog streaming us on the iHeartRadio app at home right now while he's out walking around the city?
And is he like registering what is being said?
I think so.
I hope so, but
pets are
I
family, think you guys.
We're not opening up this up to pet shout out. We do enough human shout outs, no more dog shout outs.
Who gives a fart? Yeah.
But happy birthday, happy, person last
but
one.
Happy birthday.
Buenos dias, DS, JV Show Familia, Eric from San Jose. Just gonna say it here. I know you guys just had a three week off from vacation and all that. And then you guys might go into another one on Monday, but hey, who gives a fart if you guys don't come in to work? I will still have you guys in the AHA radio. You guys go enjoy the day off. We all need a holiday, guys, no matter what day it is. You guys go have fun. Love you guys.
Now you're talking.
Appreciate you. Yeah, Monday's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Yeah. We would like to honor and his legacy.
Yep.
By not working.
Yeah. And you should do the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Really quick, check in on Chidi. How are you feeling after chugging that hard kombucha?
I'm feeling really good. Maybe a slight buzz.
Warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very smiley.
Love that for you.
Any burps? Because you said it was bubbly.
Yeah. No, not any burps right now.
Okay. How was the taste?
It was actually really good.
Like you would drink it again?
It didn't taste like a kombucha. Like, it was really good.
Okay.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today.
Sorry, guys.
Let it out.
That one was in there.
All right, so you guys know that toxic mom group drama I told you about?
I need a refresher.
Okay, so yeah, and in case you maybe just missed it altogether, Ashley Tisdale, she wrote an essay talking about how she's quitting her toxic mom friend group, and that group included other celebrities like Mandy Moore, Hillary Duff, Meghan Trainor. Since then, Meghan has tried to distance herself from the group, claiming she wasn't even like really in the friend group. Hillary's husband has made a couple comments about the essay that Ashley Tisdale wrote.
And this was for like a school project? She wrote an essay?
No, it was just for like one of these sites. I think it was The Cut. I'm not... Okay, not positive. Mandy Moore, she was on a podcast and she talked about friendships changing and why a mom might hit up these moms but not these moms to hang out. And she said it really comes down to the kids' ages. Like, if you have kids whose ages are more around where mine are, like, we're probably going to hang out because the kids are the same.
Interested in the same stuff, yeah.
Right. Although her and Ashley Tisdale's kids, they're pretty much in the same age group as well. Ashley still felt excluded by everybody. But anyways, according to new reports, Hollywood studios are considering turning all of this drama into a movie. Wow. Studios are interested, various production companies, they want to take her essay and turn it into like a feature film. They say because it's relatable to everyone.
But is it?
Well, I guess not someone with no kids.
Right.
Jess hates kids.
Like
Jess.
That's right.
It's because I feel like it's different for them because it's like rich moms versus
it is
like
true.
A normal life.
This is like rich celebrity mom group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But take that out of it. I feel like any girl group, really, they kind of go through things like this.
But I got to watch a whole movie about it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you do.
I feel like it can be summed up in about 30 seconds.
I just summed it up for you right there.
Exactly. That and was very that. Succinctly. Nicely done.
All right. Listen to this. Did you guys ever watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I didn't either. I think I tried to watch like one episode and I just can't get into that. But Sophie Turner and Kit Harington, they were on Game of Thrones, right?
Okay.
They played siblings on the show, though. Well, they're starring in a new movie together called The Dreadful, and the trailer just dropped on YouTube yesterday, and they play lovers in the movie.
No.
How awkward is that?
Yikes.
Or, I mean, they're not like real life siblings, but for years they played siblings like on a show, and now they're like in this new movie making out with each other.
The casting director, they know that, right?
Yes.
So wouldn't you?
You have to.
Are they doing it for the headlines or are they doing it because these are the two best people for this role? I don't know.
Right. Or did they have that much chemistry in Game of Thrones? Like,
maybe.
What happened?
Maybe
there?
They did.
It was the olden
times. Their chemistry
times
was off the charts.
Yeah. Things were different back then.
All right. right, Graham, let's talk about this really interesting Niners theory.
Yeah, so this theory, you've probably seen it posted online. It's really gained traction following Fred Warner's recent injury. But this theory dates back to even, I think, last season. The Niners have been bitten by the injury bug quite a bit over the last few seasons. And a lot of people are pointing to the fact, and I don't know who first raised this theory a couple years ago or a year ago, was that these injuries are due to the fact that the Niners practice field is right next to a PG&E substation. And they're like, the electromagnetic, you know, radiation that's coming off this thing must be breaking down Niners players, you know, cells at, you know, at a cellular level, damaging them. And that's what's leading to all these injuries and then even a longer rehab of those injuries.
It says that that all of this electromagnetic stuff, it can weaken your tendons by degrading collagen, leading to soft tissue damage. So that, yeah, so like what Graham said, that could have been.
So that's the theory, and people continue to share this theory. I get DM'd this theory once, twice a day, at least of late, as it's continued to go more viral. Now, I've looked into this because currently there's no real scientific data to back up the fact that, you know, living near one of these things or anything can have this effect on your body. A couple of radiology experts I saw interviewed for this, they're saying, look, the highest level of electromagnetic field that a human body is basically exposed to is something in like an MRI machine. You're getting a pretty heavy dose. And they say the worst thing that they ever see from that is maybe some minor dizziness. But again, the amount that you're getting in an MRI is like way, way more than what you would get from being, you know, a couple hundred yards away from a substation. That's the, they would categorize that as like low level exposure. They say in a huge number of studies that have tried to look at the effects of non-ionizing radiation on cells, there's been no reported damage to DNA, proteins, or other molecules that have been identified. That's the current research. Not to say that science couldn't come along and test this and be like and discover something new, but most experts in this field have have completely debunked this theory. I tend to lean that way because given the current body of scientific evidence, and again, science, people are like, science said this. Science is constantly evolving. If somebody disproves a theory, then that's science. The science wants to be disproven and challenged. That is science. I think people forget that. It is constantly an evolving wealth of knowledge. But wouldn't you think that the people that lived right there near these would just like their knees would just be snapping and their Achilles would be snapping left and right? And people would say, well, no, they're not high-level athletes running around. I don't know. They also don't, in my mind, they practice a lot, but they really don't spend that much, as much time on the practice field as you would think. You know what I mean? They're indoors in meetings and stuff like that. Yes, they're out there practicing, but during only a couple days a week during the season. In my mind, it doesn't, even if they could prove some sort of link, I don't know that they're in close enough proximity to be getting a healthy enough dose of this electromagnetic radiation.
You might be right, but it's just been like crazy the amount of injuries we've seen on the 49ers. So it's like we want something to blame it on because you're telling it's all just a coincidence.
Well, I wouldn't say coincidence. I would say curse.
I mean, my explanation would be that the NFL is the most violent sport with the biggest, strongest, fastest people on the planet trying to crush you, and that's the reason for the injury. Look, the Niners had a lot of non-contact injuries, and to your point, Selena, people do want an explanation because the Niners have had more injuries than other teams. They say this year, players on injured reserve have collectively missed a total of 235 games during this past regular season. That's the fourth most in the NFL. So there were teams that had players that missed more games, and their practice facilities are not next to an electric substation like this. Okay. So you could say, okay, but we're still higher up there. Since 2016, though, and including the playoffs, 49ers players on injured reserve have collectively missed 1,970 games. That's the most by any franchise over that time span. So over the past 10 years,
is that when they moved to Levi Stadium?
The most injuries. I think it was right. I would assume that's why we're looking at that date right around then. So it could be the turf. It could be any number of things. It could be just bad luck. But there are other teams out there that are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We've had just horrible, horrible injury luck. But the 49ers seem to have it.
The
bad injury luck to the best players, I think, is the thing. Like our top players are the ones always getting injured.
Right.
Other teams have had tons of people injured, but maybe not their top players. That's the thing. It is interesting. It's something fun to talk about and go viral, but
I guess the only way to really settle this and know for sure is we have Jess move to Santa Clara, and
I think she
should
set up a tent.
Yeah,
live all in the a tent right next to that substation.
We'll see if her tendons just break.
Yes.
Wow.
Make her run laps every morning until her Achilles snaps.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll sacrifice my body.
So yes. We appreciate your dedication to finding the cure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey guys, it's Angie. Happy Friday. First off, please, yes, you should take Martin Luther King Day off. You should not work on that day. Period. Practice facility, I don't think that's a thing. I blame it on the training staff. Also, apparently, Kyle just grinds these guys into the ground, so there's that. But Jess, how do you like your new head coach, huh? John Harbaugh? Look at that. All right, guys.
You guys, I'm excited for next season.
Go Mets!
It's promising. It's looking promising. It's looking promising. We'll have Scataboo back, too.
I don't know that that's going to be the difference, but that's a great coaching hire.
Do the coaches really make that big of a difference?
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
But if the players suck, like, don't they just still suck?
Yes.
So then no.
They both make a big difference, I guess.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. So real quick, spoiler alert. The first episode of Game of Thrones, two characters who are actually brother and sister are actually romantically involved. So... Oh. It's pretty on point then for what the show is. Also, happy birthday to my baby boy, Ezra, who will be turning 8 on Sunday. And this is from his whole family. We love you, Stinky Dew.
Happy birthday, Stinky Dew!
Yeah. Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point.
She's talking about, Game of Thrones, the olden days. Things were different back then.
Why'd you spoil it for me? I was going to go back and watch it.
I spoiled episode 1. Yeah, I can't watch it now.
All right, Chidi, you're in with us Fridays because we love you. But also on Fridays, we do Chidi's Tweets because you tweet a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
Made a bingo card of things I want to do every month. I put the gym 3 times for this month, and I haven't went once. I think gone is the word for I haven't gone once. Chidi, describe this bingo card. And then, if you're at home,
3 times.
And if you're playing bingo at home by yourself, do you shout it out when you get it? Yeah, bingo!
You do.
What do you win? Okay, start with question number 1.
Number 1, bingo card. So I made things that I want to achieve in the month of each month. So January, February.
Do you have the whole year planned out already?
No, I just have to March.
Okay.
But it's something. So I have the gym, and I was for me, I'm a little tipsy right now.
That's right. Chidi had to chug some hard kombucha earlier on the chug wheel. She's buzzing.
So I put the gym and some other things that I want to achieve.
Okay.
Finishing a book, reading a book, going to the gym.
Starting a book / finishing.
These
a book.
Are good goals.
Yeah. It's something.
Okay. And in this tweet, you say the gym 3x, 3 times. Are you talking about 3 times a week or 3 times you want to go in the entire month?
Just 3 times a week.
Entire month.
I put it in different spaces.
Hey, it's a start.
I agree. And talk about setting a very achievable goal in my mind. Yet here we are on the 16th and we've gotten 0.
The month isn't over yet.
Right, you have 3 weeks. Two weeks.
I can do one. I can do it all in 1 week too.
But will you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. You should have spread it out. That'd be more... doable, I think.
Yeah, I was hoping I would be, the first of the month you're doing your New Year's resolutions. I was I'm gonna hold myself accountable. And it, yeah.
And what kind of book do you think you're gonna be reading? One of those sexy ones?
Ooh. Us Weekly.
Oh, an actual book. There's this one called Killing Me Softly. It's kind of
the
like
Lauryn Hill story?
No. Oh, no, not that one. It's a romance book.
Little Fuji
That's
show.
A, yeah, a romance book. Get you in the mood.
Yeah, but not the erotica ones.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Because people are really into those.
Yeah, they are.
Is there anything embarrassing on this bingo card that you would like to share? More embarrassing than the things you just said.
I don't think those are embarrassing.
I'm kidding.
I can't really remember. But I did cross a lot out. I took myself on a solo. Wait, this is kind of sad. I took myself on a solo date.
Oh,
where?
Yeah. I went to a museum. It was really nice, though.
You went to a museum by yourself? Oh, my God. I would never go anywhere by myself.
No, this is good, Jeannie. Thank you.
I like how I'm like, is there anything embarrassing on this card? You're like, I don't think so. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, take myself on a solo date. I took myself to a museum.
Wait, can I ask why?
What kind of museum?
Oh, it was just like
I'm dying.
Native American history. Sorry. It was good, though. It was nice. I was bored, and I was like, you know what? Let me just take
Let me do something more boring.
And you enjoyed
boring.
Yourself.
I enjoyed myself, yeah.
Okay, question then.
Yeah.
So then, just the solo date part was what was on your bingo card, not necessarily solo date to the museum.
Solo date and then go to a museum.
So you crossed both of those out.
Oh, she got two. A solo date and go to a museum.
How often are these dates with yourself going to happen?
Yeah. Right. And is there
just like once a month, baby.
Once a month.
If the date goes well enough, and then at the end of the night, are you like, you know what, self? This is everything worked out really good. Do you want to go back to my place?
Yeah. And,
oh my gosh, she's heading that way. You went on your first date with yourself, and you guys you have a second lined up for next month.
How many dates do you have to wait before you play the downstairs DJ?
On regular dates,
oh my gosh,
only two. Wow. Okay. All right. Anybody want to go on a not solo date with Chidi? You're listening. You just have to take her out twice.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
I'm dying. I was laughing so hard. Okay, sorry. One more. Having chapped lips is so embarrassing. I hate it.
I'm still laughing at the date.
Yeah. Me too.
Wow.
Your lips don't look chapped.
No, they don't, but yesterday.
She put on some chapstick before her solo date.
She's like,
just in case.
If I'm going out with myself, I don't want to have chapped lips.
Gotta look the part.
Yeah, but when I go out and I don't have chapstick, my lips get really chapped and it just bothers me so much. And then seeing other people with chapped lips also bothers me a lot.
Oh, like the sight of other people's flaky lips.
Yeah. Selena just licked her lips right now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about my hands. Dry.
Oh, no.
Do you have your winter dry hands right now?
No, it's like year round. I have hand eczema now, apparently. Remember my new diagnosis? I just saw something online that was like, I am doing dry January because of my dry lips, dry hands, my dry skin.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Do you think that I always heard that if you know, people that constantly, that wear chapstick like every day, like you're creating the problem. Like then your lips get chapped more easily when you're not wearing chapstick, or they're just like, you know. You've made them go soft, in other words.
Oh.
Because, like, I don't ever get chapped lips, like, very rarely, but I don't ever wear chapstick.
People say that about lotion, too.
But also, guys don't wear any of that. They don't even use conditioner.
Conditioner? It's a myth. That's why. Why would I waste my money?
Good. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but I do hear that from a lot of people. Well, I feel like we learned so much about Chidi today.
A lot.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.